Saying I offer pranams to Srimati Radhika and her tadiya means all her associates and all the other beloveds of Shri Krishna. She say, I offer my pranams to all the Ananta Leelas of Shri Krishna. So Namo Ananta Leelaya Devaya Tupyam. He is offering pranams to his transcendental Leelas, not worldly, mundane Leelas. Also, Bhagavan's Leelas are divided into two categories, Naimitik and Nitya. So he performs his Nitya Leelas with his associates. Like all the demons. And the killing of all demons. That is Naimitik Leela. He kills the Leelas he performs with them is for like only a moment. And if one remembers and does kirtan of this Naimitik Leelas, then one will not have so much of a relationship with Bhagavan and his Parshads. Like once, the five Pandavas, they went to the forest where Queen Kunti and the five brothers were sleeping. But Bhim, he was guarding. He was giving guard from outside. At the time, there was a Rakshas. He saw these four very nice, young, strong men sleeping in the forest. So he said, I haven't eaten fresh food since many days now. I've only been eating decaying bodies. Now I've got nice, fresh meat. So then he attacked. So then Bhim, he started fighting with him. So then Bhim was thinking, a fight here, then my four brothers, they'll awaken from their sleep, so I'll take him far, fight with him. But this demon was very powerful. Bhim could not defeat him. And Bhim also was no less. So then the demon, she had a younger sister. Her name was Hidimba. So she saw Bhim and she thought, we should not kill him, not eat him. And I want to make him my husband. If I eat him once, then how can I enjoy him? I'll eat him every day. Every day I'll enjoy with him. And this way, I'll nicely enjoy with him. I'd have my brother killed, but I'd not have Bhim killed. So she knew all these Sandrantras. She knew this black magic. So then she would signal to Bhim from far, do like this, do like this, do like that, and then kill my brother in this way. But I won't leave you. And then Bhim, taking his sister's help, killed him. Meanwhile, the four brothers, they got up. Queen Kunti also got up from her sleep. And then she said, oh Bhim, Hidimbi said, Hidimba, you marry me. So then how can I marry you without permission of my brothers, my mother? So she went to Kunti and she said, oh mother, my brother was about to kill all of you and eat you. Also you would have killed Bhim. But now I've accepted Bhim as my husband. Now that I've accepted as my husband, I've had my brother killed. Now I've saved all of you. So now give me this order that Bhim should become my husband and I want to take him and go. So Kunti Mata, she was saying, oh, what should I do now? Now I have 5 sons. And what if he leaves? But she had to have a married. So she prayed to Krishna. That, oh Krishna, you are everything. One who doesn't remember his Prabhu, during fortune, misfortune, regardless of any circumstance, and who will help that person? So then when she remembered Krishna, Krishna said, all right, have him married to her, but on one condition. Then she told Bhim that there's one condition, that as soon as she has one son, Bhim should leave. This is the condition. Because if you fight with her now, you cannot win. Because you have to stay in the forest and she'll always look after you. There's so many more demons. So therefore, if you look after one gunda, then 10 gundas will not attack. This is one rule. So Bhagavan, he knows this. Durniti, he knows this formula of politics. So then Bhim said, I'll stay with you as long as you don't have a son. And as soon as you have a son, I'll leave. So when they say one is satisfied, the others will not attack. So she was a tapasvini. She was an ascetic. So she thought, I won't let him leave. I'll never bind him. But he'll never leave me. And then this entire world is hungry for love. Wherever one gets love, he'll go there. And they say, so if one's mind is absorbed in someone, then how can he take his mind off of that person? So she thought, anyhow, catch him. Now the 4 brothers and their mother were staying in the forest. At that time, she had a son, Ghatotkach. He was very strong. He had the combined power of so many beams put together, and he learned this Maya Vidya. And this, after Ghatotkach was born, Bhim left home. She could not keep him at home. Because relationship with the husband is there unless one doesn't have a son. As soon as a son is born, half the prem goes to the son and half remains to the father. And they say, Bhim left, because now love that she had shown him had reduced by half. So this way, when Ghatotkach came of age, when he became mature, then his mother told him, see, I worship Durga Devi. So on Ashtami, I need someone to offer as sacrifice. So Ghatotkach, go and bring some very strong man. I'll offer him a sacrifice, human sacrifice, to Mother Kali. So then he was walking in the forest looking for someone. Then he caught some Brahmin boy. As one would lift a goat or a sheep, he was so powerful that by jumping in one way, he would cross the Himalayas. So he took this Brahmin boy away, and the Brahmani's parents were crying. He was crying. Meanwhile, Bhim was passing through. So then he asked, why are you crying? And then he said, oh, this demon has taken my son away. He said, oh, maybe he'll eat him. At that time, Bhim said, stop. He said, why? Leave this boy. Why should I leave him? Oh, mother has given me this order. There is Ashtami. I have to offer some human sacrifice. I'll offer my sacrifice in front of Mother Kali. I said, he said, take me. I'm very strong. Then he let the boy go. Brahmins became very happy. Then Ghatotkach, she took Bhim And then when he took Bhim to Hidimba, then Hidimba said, "Who have you caught?" He said, "Why? He is very strong, very beautiful. By offering my sacrifice, mother will be very happy. He said, he is your father. And he is your father." He said, "Oh, you never told me that he was my father. How should I have known that he is my father? I have only known you since my childhood." Then he offered pranams to his father. Then he said, "I am your son. If you remember me sometime," and immediately I'll appear there. So then Bhim, he came from there. And he said, "Hey, why are you offering such yourself? You offer yourself, why are you trying to offer others as human sacrifice?" So Bhim, anyhow, he convinced his son. He spoke many good instructions to his son, by which his son, his life was now successful, having heard his father speak these instructions. And he said, "Danav, Manav, Rakshas, Asur, Tal, Betal, Kandarva, Kinnar, Jaksha, all these entities, whatever exchanges they have with Bhagwan's Bhaktas, are not eternal. They are naimitik. Naimitik means incidental, means temporary. So auspiciousness cannot be had by just listening to these pastimes. Something can be had. It is entertaining for the ears. Ordinary people are very much drawn to such stories. But they are not the Nityalilas of Bhagavan. They cannot please Bhagavan in as much as his lilas with the Vrajavasis do. So he prayed, Namonanta Lilaya Devaya Tupyam. So he said, "Your divine transcendental pastimes with associates, they especially give the supreme auspiciousness, Atmagyan, Sambandha. But these pastimes of killing Keshi, Agasur, Bagasur, says, oh, he killed some snake, some bird. So what is so great about this? This is not Bhagavan's Nitya Lila. By listening, doing Shravan Kirtan of these Leelas, this Samanda with the Nitya Parikars will not be had. Bhagavan will also not be so much pleased." So when Putana came, Krishna gave him the position of a nursemaid. So then Parikshit, he asked Sukadeva Goswami, "Putana appeared as a mother, and what did she do? She tried breastfeeding Krishna. And then she told Mother Yashoda, oh, you're very old. You don't have any milk. But I have a lot of milk. This son is mine. He's not your son." So anyhow, she forcibly tried Krishna having drink. Forcibly tried him having drink of this milk first. So then she dressed as a mother. And Krishna said, "All right, anyhow she's come to me. No, all right, even if you want to feed poison to me, still. Anyhow, you have offered yourself to me." Then Krishna said, "I'll suck out all this hypocrisy that you have. Make your mind pure. This way, I'll give you this Nitya Seva Adhikar of being my eternal mother or nursemaid." So Putana, she had not done sadhan tapasya tyag, but still anyhow she fed Krishna. And what did she feed him? Very impure thing. Poison. Still he gave the position of a Matri Uchit, means like a mother-like position, means position of a nursemaid. And Yashoda Mata, she is feeding Krishna, she always breastfeeding Krishna, serving him. Then what destination can she possibly have? Sukadeva Goswami was asked this question. And what did he say? Everyone remembers Mother Yashoda also. Then this Vatsalya Prem, this Nitya Sevadhikar can be had. See, servant is kept in the house. So, the servant, he has love for his money, not for the master, not for his work. So, in this way, those who have the samanda, prem, with Bhagavan, they can see, there's one son in the house, he doesn't do anything, he breaks everything in the house. And he says, servant, 12 hours, 20 hours, he's working nicely. But that son, he doesn't do anything. But still, that prem, even though he's very stubborn, still, he's, that person will never have so much love towards his servant that he has towards his son. Because he has mamata to his son, for his son. And then there's rule, regulation. There's discipline, injunctions. So this prem sambandha and these injunctions, they cannot be equated as being one. So Bhagavan, his premi bhaktas have such prem for him. See, the demons, they appeared, conceit, but still they achieved a good fruit, but still did Bhagavan ever become theirs. Rather, he made arrangements for them to advance further. But Bhagavan is not pleased with him. So they say, this Naimitik Leela, like killing Agasur, Bagasur, Trinavart, Kaliya, Shagarasur, all these Leelas are not Dibya, transcendental. He's not offering pranam to them. So when Krishna went cowherding in Govardhan, then immediately awoke. He didn't even eat anything in the morning. And then all the suckers were creating so much noise, saying, Krishna, come quickly. No, it's going to be hot now. No, it's also, you must come now immediately. Now let's go. Then they took him away in Brahma Murtha. Yashoda Mata said, where are you taking him? Saying, oh, I have to go there, have these cows drink milk, drink water, bathe them, there's a pond nearby, I have to milk them. So immediately Krishna left, because his Priyanarma Sakhas, Urut Sakhas, Prashta Sakhas, Pran Sakhas, Sakhas, these five groups, they're all many. So the Priyanarma Sakhas, they know Krishna's heart. They knew that today, they immediately woke him up. Woke him in Brahma Murtha, during Brahma Murtha. So Krishna, he especially has so much, the cows especially have so much love for Krishna, and vice versa. So then the cows, immediately they started walking, even without Krishna's hint. And the bulls are even more swift. And the calves are even more, always frolicking everywhere. And immediately they started walking on this path. And this way, Krishna was playing on his flute, singing and dancing with his sakhas. And the cows, bulls, what were they doing? They were cleaning the road by their hooves. Took all the pebbles out, stone chips, everything out. And the bulls especially are very strong. So then no one could attack. So then immediately Krishna, he came there to his Govardhan Tarati. Means the banks of Govardhan. So then there the cows were drinking milk and they were eating grass. They were resting. And the sakhas were playing in Mansi Ganga. Because especially young boys, when they see water, they become very happy. They start jumping around. Right? Because as soon as one has had a bath, then it's very hot. Many fruits hanging down from the branches of trees. Honey is dripping. So Krishna, he entered the forest. And what did he say? Like we heard previously, what is Kusum Sarovar? Kusum means flowers. Kusum Sarovar doesn't mean only a garden of flowers. It means on all four sides of Govardhan, there are beautiful gardens, flowers, fruits, all around Govardhan. The waterfalls there, roots. So as soon as Krishna entered the garden, then he saw flowers were blooming. And like millions of these Kishoris were plucking flowers. And Krishna said, this is my garden. They were asking permission from me. Early in the morning, you're stealing during Brahma Muhurta. All of you. Choris means all you young girls in Brajabhasha. So this is, you're selling these flowers and earning money. I've looked after my garden with so much care. And all you chatin, all you young girls are stealing all these flowers away. Where are you taking all these flowers away? Krishna starts shouting. Madhumangal is also nearby. So Krishna, Arjun, Subhadra, Bhadrasen. All these Priya Namasakas were with him. So then, even they, when they heard Krishna speak these words, they become angry. Then they're saying, why are you taking these flowers away? You're going to worship Pashupati. So Krishna said, I'm Pashupati. I look after the cows. Because Pashupati is another name of Lord Shiva. He said, I'm also Pashupati. I look after the cows. And why, you, without my permission, taking these flowers away? Why did you enter my garden? Then he said, oh, every day you bring your cows, calves, and you destroy our gardens every day. And we haven't spoken a word to you. And now you have entered into our garden by force. He said, this is your garden? No, this is the garden of my father. You have any declaration, any official document? It states this. Actually, this entire forest belongs to Vrindadevi. Therefore, this forest is called Vrindavan. This is her garden. This is her property. So, Vrinda is my wife. No, you. A black person, who even cares about you? Does anyone care about you? Anyone see you in Braj? So then they called Vrinda Devi, saying, oh Vrinda, do you have any relationship with him? Said, never. Who sees him? Never. Seeing him, even her eyes become black. Because if one sees one who is very black, even the eyes, they lose their vision. So who will see such black people? Therefore, I have given all this property to Radharani. Sakhi said, catch Krishna, catch all the sakas, tie their shikas to the trees. Krishna, every day he comes in the morning, Dangati, and he says, he asks for bhiksha. Is your father so poor that every day you're asking for bhiksha and dangati? You're always asking. You know, you're so shameless. And now you're fighting with us in our own gardens. We look after these trees. Vrinda Devi, whole night she's serving these trees. And now you're coming and trying to bully us. So Madhumangal, he said, oh, just give us something to eat, we're hungry, we'll go away. Why are you fighting for no reason? Madhumangal said. Just give some food to the hungry people. This is the best dharma. Now we are your guests. So first when we are your guests, you should ask us, our brothers, eat something, sit down, and rather you're fighting with us. They said, this is dharma of women. See, women without being chastised, they will not bow down. Therefore, Madhumangal, then he started teasing the Vrajagopis, taunting them. And then they say, Madhumangal said, give me some laddus. Then the gopis, what did they do? They ran to catch him. Then they said, now we'll give you just punishment. Trying to fight with us. So such leelas that Bhagwan performs with his parikas, they are nitya, they are dibya lokik. By engaging smaran kirtan of these leelas, what will happen? Bhagwan, nitya sambandha will be had with Sri Bhagwan. Then one will be counted as one of his premijans. And after listening, Madhumangal said, now I will not stay with Krishna. Madhumangal said, I am in your shelter. Just give me some food and I'll be in your group. He told the gopis. And then the gopi said, one who is always jumping group, one is always jumping from one group to another, you should never believe him. Why, well, today is in one group, tomorrow is in one more group, and third day he'll run away to another group. He's never loyal. So Vrinda Devi, she was present there. And this Vrindavan belongs to Srimati Radharani. So today, you sign this declaration. The gopis told Krishna that I am the servant of the servant of this Empress of Vraj, Vrindavaneshwari. Then the gopis said, then we'll let you go cowherding and enter the forest, but not these gardens. You can go cowherding somewhere else. Because we're using these flowers for Pashupati's seva, to worship him. So at that time, Srimati Radharani, she was listening to all these loving quarrels from far. Lilda said, don't confront. Vishakha, she said, oh, don't look at him. But then, Krishna, he saw they won't stop fighting. So then he stood on top of Giriraj and he started playing on his flute. And then they said, honey started dripping from the trees, the birds started chirping, deer were looking at him with unblinking eyes, milk was flowing from the cow's udders, and the calves could not drink milk any further. And this way, waves were seen in the Yamuna, waterfalls were cascading, and this way, melting. No, they could no longer fight with him. By listening to Krishna's Vamsi, then this nectar of his flute song entered his ears. So they were bathing in this nectarian flow, rasa. No, they could not escape. So these waves of prem, nectarian prem, they're only found in this divya lokik prem. In other words, in these leelas, the Bhagavan performs with his Nitya Siddha Parikars. In this way, when by listening to these leelas, Bhagavan enters one's heart. But all these other demons, or all these other pastimes of killing demons, they are like Kaviraj Goswami is described that Krishna is not doing these things. Vishnu, situated within Krishna's body, he is killing all these demons. Vishnu, who is present within Krishna, all the other avatars, they are performing these pastimes. Krishna, he doesn't say or listen to such things. So Kaliya, when he had bound Krishna by his hoods, when he had wrapped his coils around him, and Krishna, he had become nischesta. Means now Krishna was unable to move. And Kaliya was by biting him and saying, I'll drink his blood and kill him. Because this is the rule of the snakes. What do? They bite at soft places on the throat and very soft places, and then they drink that blood. So he said, bound Krishna by his coils. At that time, everyone in Braj, they heard what happened. At that time, blood was showering forth from above. The jackals were crying. The crows were cawing. It was very inauspicious signs. Krandha said, oh, something very inauspicious happened. Let's go. And then, at that time, Baladev Prabhu was not there. It was his birthday. So Krishna had also Krishna also left. So this way, that way, everyone, they assembled on the banks of the Yamuna. There they saw the cows, Sakas, they were lying down unconscious. Krishna was bound by thousand-hooded Kaliya. And everyone fell unconscious to the ground. They fell unconscious on the ground. They wanted to jump inside this Kaliya Harid. And they also wanted to give up their lives. But Baldev, he said, no, stay here. And he anyhow caught them. He stopped them. Great difficulty. That time even the gopis were there. All the Kishoris were there. What did they say? Saying, oh, Kali is so fortunate. He, if we embrace Krishna, we can only embrace him from one side. We cannot embrace him from all sides. This Kali has embraced Krishna from all four sides. By his coils, he is embracing him. And he is kissing him with his thousands of hoods. He is so fortunate. And they say, we are not as fortunate to even touch him. And even if we touch him, and if we kiss him, we can only kiss him in one place. But Kali is kissing him at all different places. They say, they are praising him. When Krishna released himself from his coils, then he started dancing on his hoods. Not just one, thousands of them. And so he was dancing from one to another, and then he would break these hoods. And then he'd start vomiting blood, Kaliya, and then he would jump onto another hood. And the gopi said, oh, we tried so much to keep his lotus feet on our hearts. But he said, oh, your hearts are very hard. Your chest is very hard. Chest is full of this heat. Keep your feet on our head, but still now, just now, see now, Krishna is keeping the same feet on Kaliya. How fortunate he is. That on his hoods, even without him desiring, Krishna is dancing on his hoods. He wouldn't even dance such a way in the Rasleela also. Jump from one hood to another hood. In this way, the Nitya Priya, Pran Priya Prestha Sakhis, the Vrajadevis, they're always thinking about Krishna in this way. So who is seeing this? Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad. Therefore, he'd never leave Kaliya then go anywhere else. He'd go sometimes to Kamyaman. But he'd always stay there in Kaliya. Therefore, his Samadhi is there. His Bhajan Kutti is also there. Why? Because he'd see the gopis, they're praising Kaliya. And they say, when Kaliya, Krishna sent Kaliya away. But Jiva Goswami says, once anyone comes to Braj, will Krishna send him away? So Krishna, he tied a rope around his nose, different noses, and he tied him around a kadamba tree. And so he said, he told all the sakas that if you want to go to the ocean or to the river, no need of any boat, just sit on his head. And he'll take you for a joyride in the Yamuna. And now I have this rope in my hand also. So then he'd go with the sakas on Kaliya. The Sakis, they'd go roaming for joyride. They'd go all the way from Yamuna to even Ganga Sagar. They'd go to the ocean, the Ganga, to the place where the Ganga meets the ocean. This way, Kaliya, so fortunate. And after some time, what happened? They didn't go to Nandagaon. They hadn't returned yet. So in the night, Kansa's spies, they saw he's also defeated Kaliya. And they all came. So they set fire to Raj. So then they had a lot of dry wood. There was this place, Munjatavi. Munjatavi means this place of these weeds. And especially in Braj, you see, they make like, they use cow dung patties, and they make a huge heap of these cow dung patties, because during the rainy season you cannot get dry ones. So they say there were these huge heaps of cow dung patties everywhere. And then Kansa spies, they set fire to them. And then Kaliya had caught Krishna during the day, and the Rajagopis, they embraced him during the night. And there are huge flames. And so these are not flames. They're actually, the gopis said, actually this heat of separation is seen as these flames. So they said, this is good that there's this forest fire. Now we can embrace him. Now no one can doubt us, say anything to us. Because when one is in a dangerous state, no one will ever care. So they say, today we're very fortunate. So they embraced Krishna from all four sides. And Krishna said, all right. Leela Shakti Yoga Maya has made this nice arrangement. So he had lakhs of sarups. So Krishna fulfilled all their desires. And this, there was this heat of separation. But then this heat was pacified during Milan meeting. Or else how can this heat be pacified? So one is with the Nitya Prishta Priyajans. These leelas are always taking place. Then they're very auspicious for the world. In great auspiciousness. And these Naimithic Leelas are like killing all the demons. They're only for some time. They're not as much auspicious as the ones that Krishna performs with his associates. They're also good, but the mamata that Krishna has for his associates, the prem that they have for each other is not seen in these Leelas. These Leelas only attract minds. Oh, Krishna killed this demon, that demon. This is only beneficial for the ordinary world. But what relationship does it have with Nitya Leela? So the author says, I have no relationship with this Naimithic Leela. I only have relationship with this Ananta Leela. Ananta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam. So oh Krishna, I have pranams to you when you are engaged in performing those Leelas. Only those Leelas can bind Krishna eternally. Even among those Leelas, Ras Bihari Krishna, who's sporting in everyone's hearts. Swami says he's also present as Paramatma within everyone's hearts. He's not Ras Bihari, he's called Paramatma. So if anyone says that Krishna is present in everyone's hearts as Paramatma, then no. Bhagavan in his heart, he has place for so many. That you should consider. Don't think, oh, I've taken Naam Diksha from Sri Guru Mantra. But Sri Guru, who has he accepted as his own? Who's the person who's rendered so much Prem Seva that Guru has conquered? He has conquered Guru's heart. That even Guru has place for him in his heart. Then he is Guru Seva. Was how is one Guru Sevak? Who is that Premi who has conquered me by his love? Who has made a place in his heart for me? Then he is mine. He has accepted me. Or else, there are so many who say many things. They put Tilakon, Kantimala, they chant Harinam. They have Shika, Chutis. There are so many Babajis. But they are only bound by flesh and bones. So who can transcend this? And please Bhagavan. And who have a place for him in their hearts, then they are Premijans. There is need for such Prem. Day before I was saying that everyone except Sri Guru, but during this month of Kartik, during Parikrama, so on Sevak, he said, I do so many different services, Sri Guru. Guru is very happy with me. So on Sevak said, how is Guru happy with you? When Guru sir told me, oh, you make nice kheer, offer poga, bring fruits, this, that, so I'm very dear to him. So then someone asked, okay, this is very good. You're following Guru's orders, but Guru is directly present there. Have you even like given him one fruit or given him a glass of milk? He said, no. He said, his orders are everything. Then he said, all right. So if his orders are everything means you cage him in one place and he's just following his orders, but you don't give him anything. So are you a Premi Bhakta of this caliber? So we are also like these Premi Bhaktas. We say, we follow the orders of Sri Guru. Even if Guru is living or dead, we only think we'll follow his orders. If Guru says, oh, beat me, then we'll also beat Sri Guru. This is his order. Is this Guru Seva? So who is Bhagavan's bhajan? Like, how to please him? You must learn from his premijans. You must be under their anugatya. Then when you properly learn from them, then can you independently serve? Then this is not possible life after life. So where independence comes, then immediately one, he leaves. And he'll never return. This anugatya mai seva, anukulena krishnana shilana. This is bhakti ruttama. Uttama bhakti is characterized as anukulena, anukul, anushilan. Anukul means anugatya, continuous, which is very pleasing to Krishna, continuously. So are we doing this for Krishna, but is he pleased by them or not? But one who is dear to Krishna, he knows what is pleasing to him. So therefore the author says, if you want to have adhikar, you don't want to have place in his heart, Sri Bhagavan then remembers him, then see, Bhagavan he himself cannot forget his Premi Bhaktas, and his Premi Bhaktas cannot forget him. Therefore, how can we become such Premi Bhaktas? Otherwise, by destroying our life, then there's no use. See, if one puts tilak on and he makes an external display, but the heart is somewhere else, then what can one do? There's no place for him in the corner of our hearts. See, Vritrasu already said, I want to have the same love that a calf has for the cow, or that the fledglings have for their mothers. Then he says, these small birds, these fledglings that have appeared from the eggs, they have no eyes also, and their beaks have also not developed fully. They're sitting in the nest, and then as soon as they hear some rustling of the leaves, then they think their mothers have come. Even a snake could have appeared, but they think the snake is its mother. So they have this love for the mother. Why? Because the mother is going to feed me. And what food does the mother bring? It brings worms and nicely chewed on these worms. And they offer these worms to the babies. But then when the babies become big, they just fly away. They don't care for the mother. So similarly, people, they show so much prema to Bhagavan. They do engage in a lot of seva puja. And as soon as Prabhu comes, then immediately they say, now I'm Maharaj, now I'm Guru. Just see how I've become. Say, no, this is not prema. Then he used the example, this analogy of how a calf is chained. And then as soon as the cow returns in the evening, the calf starts crying in separation for its mother. And then in this way, it goes to its mother to drink milk. And then when the calf becomes big, then no, Vritrasur is not like this. He said, just as a Priya, beloved, is thinking about her Priyatam. Oh, he's gone somewhere else. When is he going to return? He's not eaten anything. He's not slept. is not clothed himself. She's thinking, when can I have such love for him? Dhananvitra Sur saying, how can I have such love? And sometimes you see, the lovers meet, then they may forget each other. But he said, I don't even want such love. He said, even in my mind, at all times, I only want to see him. Always want to keep him. Always want to be by his side. So Dhritarasur can pray in such a way, then how should our sadhana be like? Therefore, he said, O Prabhu, your dear friends, your premis, they're always engaged in offering stavastati, vandana, prarthana, prem seva. So even if I wander anywhere, regardless of where I wander, I just need to have this sambandha, desire to have this sambandha with your priyajans. So now Satvaratmuni is praying, Namo Radhikaya Tadiya Priyaya, I offer vandana to Srimati Radhika. That her Priya, whose son, Shamsundar Sri Krishna himself, and all her Tadiyas, Nijajans, they're all his beloved. So I offer my prayers to all of them. That I can have such sambandha with his premijans, that I can have their anugatya, I can be under their shelter. That they always give me shelter eternally. They don't chase me away. Because if I become independent and I leave them, then everything will be ruined. Because we have no intelligence, we're ignorant. No proper sense of discretion. What is good, what is bad, no discrimination also. If we have something, then we have achieved everything. But this is not everything. We need something more. So therefore, by the Shravan Kirtan, then, by remembering this Nitya Leela, then this Nitya Chinmay Ras will be received. Therefore, there has been described, Ananda Chinmay Rasa Pratibhavita Abhistabhireva Nijarupa Taya Kalabhi. This Ananda Chinmay Ras, you should engage in listening to this Ananda Chinmay Ras eternally. You should do Nitya Shravan Kirtan. Then this Rasa Pratibhavita Abhi, then this Rasa will appear in your heart. In our hearts. Once you listen once, and then the next day you remember something, but third day you forget. Therefore, eternally you should engage in Shravan Kirtan. And stay with the Premijans, then automatically they'll engage you in such Shravan and Kirtan. Because our Guru Arga, what have they said? After Brahma Murta, they'd arrange for this Katha Kirtan. The three junctions of the day. Trisandhya. So there's Nitya Shravan Kirtan Smaran. But if you go elsewhere, then you remember once and then you forget. Then we just they think all need is there for bhajan. I've done one day. I had a bath nistirta once. Now why should I go and bathe anywhere else? I've chanted, now why should I go anywhere else? What need is there to do this every day? There's no need. But those who don't have this frame, who have no mamata for Sri Bhagavan, see, can Bhagavan forget a person who has mamata for him? Even in this world, if you see, if you have mamata for your house, for your friends, for your money, can you forget it? Can you forget? If you have mamata for your job, can you forget your job? But then you come one day to Vrindavan, to the dham. Anyhow, you stay for 1 month in Kartik. They say, oh, 1 month I stayed anyhow. Then after 1 month, where do you go? You go to the same place where you came from. Because you have love for that place. But you don't have prem for Sri Bhagavan. Just by an external display, what can be had? So he's praying. How can this Nitya Nirantar, how can this continuous prayer appear in my heart, unhindered? This is Tadiya Priyai. And so the Bhagavan's bhaktas, they can cut all these attachments that are in my heart. They can show my heart with this Aprakrit Ras. They can instruct me, educate me, make me very qualified. No one else has this qualification. Everyone may say, oh, I'll help you. But when they don't have anything themselves, how can they offer the help? They may give some food, some clothing, some lodging. But you see, the body's temporary. It won't stay for long. No one will stay in this world forever. And but still, while you're still in this body, if you have this preeti for Sri Bhagavan, then the Nityajans of Sri Bhagavan, then this Nityalila, you'll have a place in this Nityalila. Bhagavan will remember you. Then this is our Sugati, our good ultimate destination. So how can we remember Sri Krishna? Sarvakan means that every moment you should remember him. So wherever this Bhagavad Gita is going on, at all times, this flow of Harikatha is flowing like a river. When a river meets the ocean, similarly these Harikatha is flowing from the mouths of his Premijans. At every moment they are doing Bhagavad Kirtan. This way, Vichinnagati Taila Dharavat means flowing continuously, this flow. Then one says, oh, I heard yesterday, why are you going and listen again? The same thing is being spoken. But really, if you know, you see, the Harikatha is unlimited. Harikatha is like infinite. This store of Harikatha will never be empty, never be depleted. It's like an inexhaustible lake. Akshay Sarovar. You listen one today, tomorrow you listen another thing. Pastimes are like that of Sri Krishna. So therefore, Tasmin Mahamukaritam Madhavicharitra is very nectarian lilas. You must drink these lilas at all times. Then where can this Bhai Shok Maha appear? What can lust anger greed do to a sadhak who is always in sadhu sangha? What can they possibly do? These bad qualities. If you are always in satsanga, if in the association of the sadhus, if you have prem for Sri Bhagavan, what can they do? Therefore, that place becomes radiant with Shingar Ras. Shingar means Krishna is decorated. Now we heard this Damodar Leela. Then there was this lady, she would choose all these fruits, which are sometimes even stale. She'd take them on her basket. And the Vrajavas would say, oh, don't take such things, such fruits. She said, I don't have money, where can I get good fruits? No one will give me any loan. She said, oh, here, take this. Take as many fruits as you want. Here, they'll give her gold coins. They'll give her silver, take whatever you want, but bring good fruits. Bring them cherries, amrud, guava, santara, sweet lime, pineapples, pomegranate seed, pomegranate. Because the Vrajavasis don't go to Mathura and the Mathuravasis don't come to Vraj. But she was like a mendicant, very poor lady. So whichever fruits were thrown away, she'd wash them in the water of the Yamuna and she'd bring them. And no one would say anything to her. And Kansa also wouldn't say anything. Even his servants wouldn't say anything to this lady because she was only collecting fruits which had been thrown away. So then she'd give these fruits. And so where did she get all these good fruits from? Then the shopkeeper would say, yeah, take from me. Because now she had money from these Vrajavasis and she'd bring good fruits now. The first day she arranged for some fruits which had become old. But the next day Krishna himself arranged that she'd give good fruits. Then they gave her good bangles, golden bangles, golden necklaces. They gave her good saris to wear. They gave her good things to eat. Seeing how you're bringing such good fruits, our son Krishna has become so happy. He takes these cherries and he starts dancing. If you give him one grape, if you give him some pomegranate seeds, he becomes so happy. So they say in Braj, there was this great commotion. Saying, oh, give me these chikus and guavas and musambis, all these things. Saying, oh, Ishwade, just see, give these fruits to your son. Get some nice, make some nice juice from these fruits. And then, this way, what would they do? They would squeeze the fruit. How? The elderly gopi would squeeze the fruit in her sari, in the wheel of her sari, and then she'd give the juice to Krishna. This juice was even more dear to Krishna than their milk. So this is Adarya Paricharjam, such Prem Seva. If you engage this Prem Seva with faith, respect. Like you see, Krishna, he was not eating what Rukmini had offered to her, the 56 types of bhoga on the plate. But still he's stealing this chipped rice that Sudama had, that he kept underneath in his armpit. So he snatched away from his armpit and he started eating this. This lady, she became very wealthy. She was like a queen now. Because every day now she was bringing 50 baskets of fruits. But how can, this way the supply was endless. So you do even little for Pashri Bhagawan, the Bhagawan, he never forgets. Alpa Seva Bahu Karimani. But you must engage in such Prem Seva. Not with arrogance. So I'm doing, I'm the doer. Oh, I will do it. Just see, I will do. Just see how I am. I will show to the world. In this way, I will do it. In this way. So this way, this arrogance will not do. If you call out to Sri Bhagawan with a clean heart, like Krishna said in the Gita, for a leaf, fruit, palm full of water, but with love, with devotion. So if you offer to Sri Bhagawan with such love, then Bhagawan is bound to accept. Therefore, in this Damodar Leela, how can we bind Bhagawan? Bhagawan has himself shown that if you have this prem, then the premi can bind him. You can bind your beloved eternally. See, this bond of prem is never broken. But if you bind someone by force, then even that bond will be broken eventually. You see, a person, you can never bind anyone by force. But by love, you can bind him. You see, his mind is not there. So even if his body is there, his mind is not there. Then his mind will leave, his soul will also leave eventually from that place. See, in Mathura, there was no electricity, no light, no water, old building. But still they asked Gurudev, oh, how do you have so many brahmacharis, brahmacharinis in this temple? There's no water also, nothing to eat, no electricity. Then he'd say, listen. And this is Mathura also, not Vrindavan. Gurudev used to say, if you give even 1 lakh rupees to my brahmachari, you cannot bribe him even with 1 lakh rupees. That time 1 lakh rupees also was a huge amount. Can anyone steal my brahmachari away? If you give him so much money. Because Gurudev, he had bound all the brahmacharis by such prem. He bound them at Prabhu's lotus feet. They never leave. They never leave the temple to even go on the streets. And this way, the premi is, they have such premi santas, such premi jans, who engage in such prem seva to Sri Prabhu, who render such prem seva, and are bound Prabhu by their prem, then they have no relationship with anything worldly, mundane. They don't desire anything. But the ordinary people, they think, like they said regarding Swami Prabhupada, that Swami Prabhupada is brainwashed, all the Westerners. There was a big lawsuit in the court. That all is brainwashed, our son, our daughters, our sons, and he's made them mad. He has some mystic power. In this court case, a big defamation suit was filed there. In the court there, his lawsuit. But then, see, what does the Atma need? The Atma needs his Madhuvit Charitra, means these nectarian pastimes of Sri Krishna. Once one has relished those nectarian pastimes, will he ever drink this drain water? The sewage water, never. So one, as long as one has not met a Premi Bhakta, and he has not been given this entrance into Prem Seva Adhikar, he's not given this Adhikar for Prem Seva, then he'll be rubbing his nose in this material world. He'll be roaming here and there, suffering, and nothing will be had by him. And in the end, he will go Jeti Mere Seti Mere, means the same darkness that he emerged from, again, he'll again relapse into that same darkness. So this way, he's praying, Satyavrat Muni, when can I have the association of Bhagawan's Premi Bhaktas? Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, he has prayed, when can I have such satsanga? When can I have a rati for such satsanga? Bhava Pavargo means this, having fallen in this samsara of birth, death, old age, disease, everyone is taking birth, repeatedly dying. They know death is confirmed. Still wandering aimlessly in the samsara, but if by great good fortune they achieve this satsanga, then there will be, their worldly existence will be terminated sooner or later, because the Premi Bhaktas will make them attain Bhagavan's lotus feet eternally. Radha and Krishna are one soul who have expanded in two forms to relish this Leela Ras. Yes, for the Preeti Vidhan of Sri Krishna, Srimati Radhika has appeared. This has been described in all the Shastras. Radha and Krishna are one soul divided into two for the Leela Vilas, so that this Bhagavat Ras can be given to all the Jivas. Radha and Krishna have become two forms, and this way they have descended with all their associates in this world. Therefore, Bhagavatam says, Anaya Radhita Anuram Bhagavan Rishwara Yanno Vaihai Govinda Pritayam Anaya Draha. What is this Priti? The nature of this Priti. Therefore, it has been said that Govinda, he left everyone else behind. He is always pleased by the aradhana of this particular gopi. Therefore, the author, Satvart Muni, he says, and all our Goswamis, Guru Varga, they are always glorifying Srimati Radhika. No, we will listen tomorrow. So now Kartik is going to finish. So, some years before, in this Anandadham, Gurudev installed the deities there in Anandadham. Radha Shyam Sundar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to give initiations there. So every year he'd also come to Anandadham for Guru Purnima. He'd also speak Harikatha there, Gaur Leela, Krishna Leela, morning and evening there in Anandadham. For 15 days, even 1 month, Gurudev used to stay there. And he'd speak so much Harikatha there. A very nice place, this Anandadham, beautiful place. So they have their yearly festival today. So all of you will go there. There's this yearly festival, and the Shobha Yatra has to be taken out, this procession. And 8:30, this Shobha Yatra will come out. So 8:30, 9:30, for 1 hour, there'll be this Shobha Yatra, this procession is there. They've arranged for breakfast in the morning, Mahaprasad, Bhograg, everything, Katha Kirtan. This way they speak on Gurudev's glory, specialities. Gurudev's Bhajan Kutir is also present there. So today is good fortune. So this way, you see, Vrindavan, everything has gone away, but still his disciples have saved his Bhajan Kutir. Anyhow, they've saved the Bhajan Kutir. In his Bhajan Kutir, everything is there. So today, after some time, everyone will go there. They'll offer pranams to Gurudev's Bhajan Kutir. And they'll take Thakurji on the Shobha Yatra procession. And then Katha Kirtan will take place there. So if anyone has desire, then you can stay there in this Katha Kirtan. Or else, I have not controlled anyone. I can only pray. I can only request. Because Gaurama Jai Savasthan Karala Brahmarange Pranai Bhakata Sange. Wherever the Pranayi Bhaktas have stayed, their Pranayi, their Prem is present in those places. Therefore, Gurudev, he would celebrate Guru Purnima every day, every year in Vandam, he stayed there for 2 or 3 days. And then Gurudev, he'd say, this Anandam is a very nice place in Vrindavan. We had Rupa Sanatana Gaudiya Mahat because this is very congested. So Gurudev would say, so many gullies here. Then in this Gopinath Bhavan was made, many things were made. But Gurudev was very happy here. Therefore, he is given a place for us near Anandam, place of his lotus feet. He has not made us go in his gullies. He has given us a nice place here, Katha Kirtan, Darshan, Parikrama. See, the children can play, they can do anything they want. But this is their house, the house of Sri Guru. Sometimes people go outside, they complain. So if I, my children do anything, then why should I care? Why should you care? They're not doing anything in your house. In their house, what can the children not do? See, the brahmacharis have this right. But not everyone can tolerate. So therefore, there's no need to even give shelter to such people. They should not even come to the brahmachari ashram. In their houses, their children do so many things. But a brahmachari do something here and there, then immediately they start beating their drum. They're saying they're doing so many things. So Bhagavan even punishes such culprits, criminals, not in Yamloka, not just hell. There's this hellish planet. So then they'll have to then suffer. If Krishna is so naughty in Braj, what will Yashoda do? And Mahaprabhu is doing so many things, then all the Brahmins are complaining to Jagannath Mishra. They see your son, he's always so naughty, more than even a prince. So discipline your son. So Jagannath Mishra took a stick, said, don't beat him, don't beat him. Don't beat him, don't beat Nimai. Then you're all complaining. He said, no, don't beat him, because he will not be changed. You pray him, you teach him, love him, then he'll be changed. If one doesn't have this prem, he'll always be a nuisance. See the heart of the Brahmins, how simple they are. Say, told Jagannath Mishra, don't beat him. You love him in such a way that he'll forget, that he'll never leave. He'll always be very happy and content in your house. So what can a son not do in his house? Therefore, the people, if people from outside see this, oh, just see Sadhu, what he's doing. See, the soul is part and parcel of Prabhu. So if one is staying with Prabhu, then he'll also fight, he'll do many things. Whatever will happen, this is Adhikar for Prabhu. Because they're Prabhu's servants, but those are culprits, criminals. Once they enter inside, and then what do? They're wandering everywhere, they won't do bhajan. They just keep criticizing. So such, you should not even look at such wicked people. And then they'll take birth as owls in the next life. They won't have eyes to see during the day. They just stand there, perched on the branch, and they'll be just looking like ghosts. They'll be born as owls there in the next life. Or they'll become jackals and they'll start, what do they do? They'll keep howling the whole night. Therefore, don't criticize anyone. Always remember Mahaprabhu and don't criticize. Everyone has faults. Everyone has these things. See, no one is born. No one is taken birth from the Ganga. You just by taking bath in the Ganga, one doesn't become pure. It takes time to become pure. One doesn't have the opportunity, then how can he advance? Therefore, the son, he doesn't achieve this PhD delete in just one day, gradually. So therefore, no need to criticize anyone by seeing small things, because then he's like a cobbler, or he's only accumulating dirty things. The whole life he'll only be doing this. One who starts criticizing, one's taunting, the whole life he'll only be doing this. He won't do bhajan, he'll only be doing this. He cannot see sadhus, he will not come on the line of bhakti. Once he starts criticizing and taunting, the whole thing, whole life. Therefore, sadhu, beware. Be cautious. So all of you be ready. Now go there, do kirtan, do nagar sankirtan and come back. Or else here, there, you can, anywhere you can honor Mahaprasa. So therefore, one day,